days of our lives.
It is Friday, the 12th of June, 2015. This is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We are broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM from the luxurious Student Union Building on the Musqueam territory of Ulksen, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, Western Gold Theatre presenting their next project at the Performing Arts Lodge in Cole Harbour. It's an original work created by residents of PAL, and we'll meet them and talk about the show. And we'll find out about Red Slam Jam, a cross-Canada radio event happening next week and hosted by CITR. Plus, lots of local music and our usual rundown of what to do and where to go this weekend. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local theatre, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. Oh, it's one of those days today, you know, like everything feels like it's unraveling. There's so much going on in my head, and it's like keeping it all in one place is a little bit, well, it's what Kill Matilda would call a zombie apocalypse. Okay, I think I'm feeling better now. That's Kill Matilda, and she sent out a note on Facebook that a special announcement is coming out on Tuesday, so we'll keep an eye on that. Now we can do our interview. Comfort Cottage is a brand new original script produced by Western Gold Theater. It's written by two residents of the Performing Arts Lodge, also known as PAL, June Clayton and Judy Ginwalchuk, and it's directed by Anna Hagen, who was in here a few months ago. And it's the story of four single female friends of retirement age who are unsettled financially and emotionally, and one of them inherits an old motel, and hoping that will solve their problems. Of course, there is a tiny catch. We sat around with the writers and the director and one of the cast members, and we're going to play that for you now.
My name is Jane Clayton.
And you are?
My name is Judy Ginwalchuk.
Okay, and you two have written Comfort Cottages. And this is the first time either of you had written anything. Is that correct?
Right. It's the first time we've written a play.
Right.
I've been a music writer for many, many years with my brother,
mm-hmm.
and have written musicals. But this is the first time I've written something that didn't have music written for it.
Yeah.
So.
All right. And how about you, Jean?
I write great emails. Now, I've always written, but never with the idea in mind that anybody else would ever read it.
Yeah.
So to work with another person, to create a piece working with somebody else, was a huge leap of faith. And it just worked. The energy just kept going back and forth. So
yes. How did it start? Whose idea was it to get together and write a play?
I think it was both of us, really.
Well, I always had this idea that when I got old, if I won a lottery, I would buy that old motel on Kingsway that has all the little cottages.
2,400.
Exactly. And we would all live there with a communal space. So that was something that we talked about before we even heard of PAL. Mm-hmm. Just
yes.
That it would be nice to live in community with enough privacy but enough communal space. And then things took off from there.
Yeah, just throwing it around.
Yeah.
It developed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, it started out a completely different premise and it just evolved. And this thing has kept evolving. This is rewrite 17.
Yeah.
So it's been growing and growing. The more we learn, the more people that come on board and give us bits of their talent, it just keeps going. So
17 rewrites, how long has this been going on?
I think
it's
a couple of years actually.
Yeah,
yeah. It's been 2 years.
Long flowing hair.
Yes, I had a waistline.
But the time has flown because there's always something new to do with it.
Yeah,
you know, it hasn't. When I thought about it today, could it have been 2 years? I guess it was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's amazing how. Yeah.
It's one of those things where we do other stuff. You know,
yeah.
Here we're really busy doing all kinds of things, mm-hmm. but this was something we tried to make time for, and tried to complete.
Yeah. So. What's the story? What's the plot? What's the lowdown?
Oh, we can't say.
Really?
Oh, I don't think we can say.
I can say something.
Yes.
Okay,
all right. Anna.
So
okay.
Anna Hagen is here, who's the
spoiler
director.
Alert. I'm the director of Spoiler Alert. I can say it's about four women and five men.
Okay.
And that's it.
And
I'm
that's
not going to say anymore.
All of a certain age.
Yeah, all of a certain age.
And one of those five men is here, and that's Sean Allen. Hi,
yes.
Sean.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
So I've been watching this thing develop. I was in a reading of one of the earliest versions,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and then wasn't available for another reading, and now they asked me back for this. So I'm just thrilled. It's just great to watch it evolve.
Yeah. So tell us a bit about the character you're playing.
Well, I play... I play the lawyer, and I play the dullest character in the play. I'm described as having a twinkle in my eye and nice hands,
mm-hmm.
so that's what I'm building my character on. And
you are the romantic lead.
I'm the romantic lead.
Yeah.
And what happens in the play is I accidentally fall in love with the leading lady.
Uh-huh.
We accidentally fall in love. It's just lovely.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's great.
That's delightful.
Yeah. That's the word for this play. That's the word, you know, there's a real delight to
it. Well, actually, we can tell them a little bit.
Oh, yeah, because now...
There's four women of varying ages,
mm-hmm.
all in the mature sector.
Yeah.
And they've been friends for a very long time. And one of them, they're going out for lunch, And one of them says, we have to go because I have to see a lawyer. We'll just stop there for a while. And she finds out that she's inherited a motel.
Aha, okay.
From Aunt Kitty.
Comfort Cottages.
And Aunt Kitty was...
the black sheep.
She was the black sheep of the family. She, can we say, she followed the money around the world. So the woman, Catherine, who inherits this motel, has never really had anything to do with her Aunt Kitty, except it was Aunt Kitty. We don't talk about her. And then that's Catherine, and then there's three other characters. And they're all friends, and they're different women,
right?
But friends.
So does the motel kind of reflect Aunt Kitty's personality?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. It reflects her personality. And they end up staying in the motel, these four women. Mm-hmm. Because they have to... I don't want to give too much away.
It's
just part of the agreement is that she will inherit this motel, but she has to stay there to clean up some of the business. The patrons that keep coming have to be told about Kitty's passing, and they have to be handled delicately and with respect. And if they do that, then she inherits this, and it's on a really valuable parcel of land. So the women think, well, this is great. We can all live together. We each have our own cottage. And it's not going to be a lot of work. There's only a few people we have to tell. And at the end of the year, my God, we've got all this money. Mm-hmm. And Catherine wants to split it with them all. So, I mean, there's Flo, who was a ballroom dancer when she was younger and now judges the odd dance competition. There's Eva, the hippie, the ex-hippie, who has psychic abilities, supposedly. And she's a granola. I mean, she just wants to plant organic. She wants to live there so she can have a garden. Flo wants to live there because she doesn't have any money, and it would be great to live. And Belle, whose husband passed away, she wants to live there because she wants community. She wants her friends nearby. And Catherine, at this point, if they're happy, she's happy.
Yeah.
And then the truckers start coming.
And then the truckers.
Okay. I was just about to ask, if you to have good drama, you need conflict.
Yes. Yeah.
So,
yes.
So the truckers represent the conflict.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, yes, yes.
Well, they certainly do for Catherine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She has a reputation to uphold.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
And there is a neighbor. There is a neighbor named Tom who used to be head mall security. And he wants to sell his land. And he thought, well, when Kitty died, now we can get out of here. And he's watching them all the time through his binoculars, trying to figure out what the heck is going on over there and how he can shut them down so that he can get
rid
of his land.
Why do these men keep coming?
What are they up to over there? Mm-hmm. So he's like the peeping Tom.
Right. You know? The Mrs. Kravitz.
Yes, exactly.
I'll explain that later to you kids. Okay, so it's very intriguing, and it sounds like something definitely worth an evening. So let's get some people down to see it. Now, it's a staged reading, isn't that right?
Yes, it is. That means that it's just like a play, mm-hmm. except we only get together for 4 days.
Right.
So the actors have to hold their scripts.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's a full production, mm-hmm. really.
Yeah.
And nobody does stage readings like Anna Hagen.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just amazing. What's always amazing about the Western Gold stage readings, and I've heard it from audience members all the time, is that within 10 minutes, you forget that the actors are holding their scripts.
Yeah.
The scripts disappear. It's just amazing. Mm-hmm. And fun to do.
As an
actor, you got 3 days to
be
there.
Yeah.
You know, so it's great fun.
I always say it's quick and dirty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
Whatever's happening now, in a week it'll all be over.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when is it happening? It's coming up the end of the month.
We open July 19th.
Oh, it's in July?
June 19th.
Okay.
Sorry.
Start again. We open June 19th.
We open June 19th, which is a Friday. Friday night, two shows Saturday, mm-hmm. and two shows Sunday. The shows are at 7:30, and the matinee shows are at 2.
Right. And that's at the Powell Studio Theater?
581 Cardero Street,
All
Come
right.
on down. Yeah.
Wonderful.
And if you are a member of Western Gold Theater, we have a members' party Sunday afternoon from 12 to 1:30.
Yeah. So that's a good reason right there. Thank you all for spending some time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Yeah, that's good. Hit the loud music right in the middle of the soft interview. That's professional radio right there. Sorry about that. All of you had your ears up to close to the thing. I hit the wrong button there. Sorry about that. Okay, so Western Gold Theater presents... now I've lost my page. Anyway, it's called Comfort Cottages, and it opens next week at the PAL Theater, Performing Arts Lodge in Cole Harbor. So just look up Performing Arts Lodge and link to the theater, and you'll get all the information you need to know about that. Okay, let's start that song again.
Dance floor, a charmer through and through. He catered to the champagne taste. She was forced to say I do. It turns out behind closed doors, he controlled her every move. Piece by piece, he took her soul, crumbling to the abuse. My way is a way of truth. Your way will only make us lose. You kick me when I'm down, you kick me when I'm down. Everything we had, now it burning to the ground. If you're thinking that I won't stand up, well, I got news for you. Woo, yeah. You kick me when I'm down, you kick me when I'm down. Everything we had, now it burning to the ground. If you're thinking that I won't stand up, well, I got news for you. Silence, making sure that no one knew. Long sleeves and Armani shades covered up the latest bruise. A prisoner of the violence, confidence bid her adieu. Pop, 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 when he came home, she pulled the trigger long overdue.
Putting the Rude and Rude City Riot, Kick Me When I'm Down, on Dave Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Let's take a look at what's going on around town this weekend. at the Waterfront Theater. It's a event called In Tune. It's actually happening all over Granville Island this weekend. It's In Tune, the Art of Canadian Musicals. It's a Vancouver-based event that develops and showcases new Canadian musicals. And tonight, they're going to start with a keynote cabaret with a speech by Canadian musical theater legend Merrick Norman, who, full disclosure, went to my high school. Sunday, there's an event called Blame Canada, which is a concert of Canadian musical theater. And those two events are happening at the Waterfront Theater this weekend. Also on the island, it might be sold out, but check it out anyway. The Vancouver Men's Chorus Cabaret Men is continuing this weekend. We've also got Pipe Dream Theater's original musical One Plus One, A Ticking Clock of a Musical, that closes this weekend. And at Pacific Theater, they're continuing with their productions of their community theater arm, Stone's Throw, and this weekend it's Agnes of God. Now, a show that we've been following that's going on at the Beaumont, we did an interview a couple of weeks ago, Glengarry Glen Ross. It's classic chic productions, and this is the all-female cast of an all-male play. Made famous by the film with Alec Baldwin and Kevin Spacey. So Glengarry Glen Ross is going on at the Beaumont this weekend, and we have tickets to give away. And the phones are kind of busy right now, so we're going to do an email giveaway. So if you want to see Glengarry Glen Ross Classic Chic Productions this weekend, just send an email to Dave Radio Podcast. That's easy to spell, all one word, at hotmail.com. Dave Radio Podcast at hotmail.com. And the first email we get on that. Should we ask a skill testing question? Sure. A Glengarry Glen Ross skill testing question. What does ABC stand for? A, always. B, B, C, what? All right. A, B, C, always, B. Email that to Dave Radio Podcast at hotmail.com. Put tickets on the subject line, and the first one who gets that will get the tickets. Also going on tonight at the Little Mountain Gallery at 26th and Main, it's called Panel Show of 1,000 Topics. It's a three-comedian attempt at riffing their way through 1,000 different topics. Hosted by Ryan Beale, the three comedians are Graham Clark, Kaylin Howden, and Dave Shumka. So that should be fun to catch tonight at 9 at the Little Mountain Gallery. Some ongoing stuff. United Players of Vancouver's production of The Imaginary Invalid. It continues at the Jericho Arts Center. And then on the North Shore, Trudeau, The Felons and Me, A History of Presentation House at Presentation House, going on this weekend. And in West Vancouver at the K Meek Center, Dance Vancouver 2015. This is Landing Dance Center's 7th annual showcase with contemporary ballet, jazz, hip hop, and much more dance. Outside of the city limits, we've got in New Westminster, the Burning Lake Theater has Vagabond Players production of Ken Ludwig's Lend Me a Tenor. And in White Rock, it's I Hate Hamlet by Paul Rudznick, featuring friend of the show, John Cousins. And that's at the Coast Capital Playhouse in White Rock. And on the screen, it's Italian Nights going on all weekend at the Rio. Tonight, it's the La Dolce Vita at 7:30. And then the late show, it's starting at 11 instead of midnight. It's The Night Porter, that very disturbing film with Dirk Bogarde. And then tomorrow night, we have 8:30 at 7 and Last Tango in Paris at 9:45. So Italian movies going on at the Rio this weekend. If you have any events or shows or plays or stuff that you want to get the word out about, you just send it to me at that same address, Dave Radio Podcast at hotmail.com. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and then we are going to come back and talk all about the Red Jam Slam.
Is it going to pull through?
I'm not sure, honey. It has been 46 years.
I know, but I just love it so much.
It's okay. It's going to a better place. And so are we.
When did I get older? Someone tell me why.
After 46 years on the second floor of the Student Union Building, CITR and Discorder will be moving into a new station in the new Student Union Building.
Join us on Friday, June 26th, as we throw the biggest wake for a radio station you've ever seen.
The party goes from 7 to 10 p.m. RSVP at citr.ca/newstationcelebration.
See you there!
Fancy yourself as an artist, entertainer, or storyteller? Do you want to be the next Leonardo DiCaprio or Christopher Nolan? Well, the UBC Players Club would like to work with you. The Players Club is an ambitious amateur theater group and the perfect place to get involved in theater or gain more experience as an actor, director, designer, producer, or anything and everything else theater related. Our motto, Theater on Your Own Terms, means the club is entirely student-run and formed around the ambitions of its members. Find us on Facebook or at ubcplayersclub.com.
Have to do to feel like you can punish me.
That's Frazee Ford and done on CITR 101.9 FM. In the studio right now with me is Mr. Robin Allam, who is our program manager, and he's here to talk about a very special programming event that's happening next week.
Hey, Dave. Pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me on. We're happy to be part of the third annual Red Jam Slam Radio Festival. So that's happening starting on Wednesday of next week.
Mm-hmm.
That's the 17th of June, and it runs for 5 days until Sunday.
Right.
And every day between 1 and 5 p.m., we are going to be broadcasting from a different location around the city for this festival. And not only that, there are 6 other stations picking up this broadcast nationally. So
it's coming from Vancouver but crossing the country.
That's right.
Wow.
All live, all simulcasts across the country.
What are some of the locations that it's coming from? Do you know?
We start off on the first day, which is Wednesday the 17th, at the Musqueam Cultural Center.
Right.
That's down Marine Drive, Dana Marine Drive.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful spot. Great cultural center, brand new, like state-of-the-art. It's going to be great to be there. And Gunarji, who's going to be on in a few minutes.
Who's actually on the phone right now. Hi, Gunarji.
Oh, hey.
Hi there. How are you doing?
Doing well.
I'm calling you from the Gallery Gaché because I'm currently working on an installation piece called Demolishing Grief Phase 1.
Uh-huh.
I have the opportunity to work with a Pomeranian. His name is Jules Real, and we are going to be presenting on June the 19th. It's an installation piece regarding the demolition of St. Michael's Residential School.
Oh, wow.
That's on June the 19th, and that's also where we're going to be hosting one of the Red Jam Slams on June the 20th with Sober Harmony, which is a group of elders, Spencer Davies from Somatic Soul Carvers, Red Soul Blues, Brander Raven, and a band called Shed. And as Robin was saying, we have 5 different venues: Musqueam Cultural Center, the Aboriginal Community Policing Center at 875 East Hastings, and then at Strathcona Elementary School, Kalan Wee has joined forces with the Red Jam Slam. They are an awesome group that switched to reggae music. And then we close the event at the grand finale of the Red Jam Slam Radio Festival at the Belle Reed Gallery, located at 639 East Pender.
Yeah.
And we've brought Bo Dick on board, and Bev Sellers, who's the author of a book called Number One, will be there signing her books. And Oz 12 and Takaya Blaney are some of the highlights from the Belle Reed Gallery on June 24th. So if you're not on the bridge doing yoga, then you can come check us out at the Belle Reed Gallery and celebrate First Nations talent.
Yeah. Wow. Uh-huh. What an event.
Yeah. It is. It's an awesome event. It gives voice to people who are established artists from our community, but it also gives others opportunity, like Nimka Shenying and Aisha and Ridley Wallace,
yeah,
who are just exploring their music and tapping into their toolkits and things like that, right?
Yeah, well, that's...
So people can be a part of the live studio audience, or if they can't be there, they can invite their friends all over Facebook to listen between here, Halifax, and Ottawa. You know, it's a great opportunity to tap into our community and to support the idea of reconciliation through art.
Yeah, healing through art. It's beautiful. It's exciting. I'm really glad that we're a part of this.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. CITR has supported us over the last 3 Red Jam Slams, and they're here in full force, and I can't believe what a great opportunity it is to build a relationship through communication and a station like CITR.
So there's got to be like a Facebook page or a website with all the information on it, because it's not going to be able to hold it all in my head.
It's at www.redjohnslam.com, right. Or you can go to our Facebook page, Red John Slam Society,
okay.
Where you can find all the venues, or you can add me as a friend, Gunargie, G-U-N-A-R-G-I-E. I'm putting it out there every day that I can, you know, like, because I'm really proud of our First Nations artists.
Yeah. And have every reason to be. And we'll link it on the Dave Radio Facebook page and on the CITR page, and it'll be all over the station, too. So we'll make
all
sure we get
lots
station, of folks out for
that's
it.
That's right.
Great. Well, thanks for spending some time.
Okay, and Paul Barnetson is a young group from Rising Heat. She'll be giving you a call. And
yeah.
Kat Norris, who's from the Salish Band on the island, she'll also be calling.
Yeah. So we'll, I think Paul is going to be next, then we're going to talk to Kat as well. So, again, thanks very much for talking.
My pleasure. Thank you for your support.
Have a great week.
Okay.
Bye-bye. So now we need to work on getting our next guests on. So I'm gonna play a quick song, and let's play this one here. We'll be right back.
Shit up in the clouds, they hid their eyes in the ground.
And we're back. We're talking about the Red Slam Jam, which is an event that's taking place all over Vancouver next week, and it'll be heard all over the country on radio stations from here to Halifax, from CITR to CJSF in Burnaby, and then across the prairies to Winnipeg and Ottawa and Halifax. And Lethbridge is in there too, so it's going to be a great event. Now, one of the artists that's going to be participating in that is Kat Norris, who is on the phone. Hi, Kat.
Hi there.
Hi, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
So, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am very Coast Salish. My Indian name is Kutsamawat, and my Indian name comes from my great great grandmother, who was born in Musqueam Territory, and she married my great-great-grandfather, and in our culture, in the Salish culture anyway, we have names handed down to us. And so it was a big ceremony, and I had to do a big giveaway, and my name was announced, and the story about where the name comes from so that the people understand that I had a right to that name.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was pretty cool.
Very cool, yeah. And so you are you're a poet and a singer and a songwriter and a performance artist. And
I'm all of the above.
Yeah.
But my mainstay, I'm a residential school survivor and also an intergenerational school survivor. My mother went and grandparents went.
Yeah.
And, so I have the same story as a lot of our people out there in all the nations across Turtle Island that I'd like to say, raise my hands to, all of the people out there that are listening, and and our friends and allies as well that stand by us when we, when we do action or when we go for healing. I went through the legal process and this is about maybe 5 years ago now. And I went into a big depression, but I got through it, and I found that really odd for me because I started going through counseling in my mid-20s because I started to suffer from panic attacks, and I didn't know what they were. But so a great doctor who led me to counseling, I realized that, holding things in for all of those years has an impact on your health, and your emotions and your mental illness. But what I found is one of my ways to debrief when I was being triggered, well, I didn't know that word at the time, but I was feeling a lot of things. I would just start writing about what I felt, writing about how I felt, and in later years, going through women's programs, that was one of the tools that they gave us, was to write things down. And for some, you write things down and you ceremoniously burn it or put it away. But I find that a lot of our people, a lot of our Indigenous people, or any person, doesn't matter what background you come from, those of us that have experienced a lot of trauma, we go deep into ourselves, and even the biggest actors and artists that come out with songs have experienced the most.
Yeah. And that's where the greatest beauty comes as well. Yeah. So would you be kind enough to share one of your pieces with us?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you.
I was looking around, and everyone around here, not everyone, but in Vancouver, I've read a lot of my stuff, and I just happened to find this one randomly. I just organized yesterday a candlelight walk for residential school survivors, and it was a great turnout of hundreds of people. And so when I was looking for what I wanted to read to everyone and share with everyone, I came across this one that I've never, ever read, and I don't think I've edited it, but it sounds pretty cool to me.
All right, let's hear it.
Okay, it's called I'm Still in the Works. Big prayers going out to all survivors of trauma for whom life is impacted but carries on somehow. While on a different emotional path, one of doubted emotions, confusional attachments,
Weird fears and lost years. Jobs and school is a place to quit when the times get rough. Simple equations, way too tough for minds blocked to success. Too much fun is a waste of time. Singing and dancing, mindless indulgence, our mind's eye afraid to care. And that's the horrible crime. As we watch out for ourselves, eyeballs facing the other way. Our children we want to hug and hold and to play and to teach our ways, but our confusion with ourselves so immense. We're busy with figuring out how to heal and our true love so blasé. Let's get off our ass and shove out fears, shed those tears, heal our hearts. Think less and do more. Let us hug our kids, show our love, and learn love is not a chore. Let us love ourselves. I love myself. I love myself. You hear? I am okay. How I am is okay. No fear, no fear, no fear. Yeah.
That was beautiful. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah. And so as part of the Red Jam Slam, where will the people be able to see you perform?
Oh, well, we'll be, some people will be calling in, and I'll be at the Aboriginal Policing Center, which everyone here in East Vancouver knows where the Aboriginal community office is.
Yeah, that's
right across from Ray Cam.
Yeah, on Hastings.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I'm going to be, so I'm hoping people will come out. I'll have my drum, I can share songs, and I'm going to actually write a new song.
Good. Can't wait to hear it.
Just for that event.
Right. Well, yeah. Thank you so much for taking some time to talk to us, Kat.
Okay, thank you so
All
much.
All right, take care.
See you.
Bye-bye. We'll be right back.
From June 17th to the 21st, celebrate Aboriginal Week by tuning in to the Red Jam Slam Radio Festival. The festival will be broadcast across Canada on 7 different radio stations. Hear musicians like Murray Porter, Warren Hooley, Karina Keeling, Bo Dick, Talke Blaney, Cheryl Bear Barnston, Rising Heat, Soul Carvers, January Rogers, Red Soul Blues, Dallas Yellowfly, Christy Lee, Brander Raven, and many more. This year, listen live from 1 to 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time from June the 17th to the 21st. For more information, check out redjamslam.com.
Now on the phone from Rising Heat, we've got Paul. Hey, Paul. Paul, are you there? Nope.
Hello?
There he is. That's him. Okay. Paul,
hey, how's it going?
I only have a first name for you. What's your last name?
My name is Paul Barnetson.
Okay, great. Well, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, it's awesome to tune in.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about
Rising.
Are you
Dave?
I am Dave.
Nice
to meet you.
Nice to hear from you, Dave.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about the Rising Heat.
The Rising Heat.
Yeah.
The greatest band of all time.
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah, my band is the Rising Heat. I play drums and I sing in the band,
uh-huh.
And there's three other members, Carrie Hirsch, Chad Watson, and Joey Choi,
mm-hmm.
And we're all from Vancouver, and we all love to play rock and roll.
Yeah?
We play all over the city. It's really heavy stuff, really heavy music.
Cool.
I gave my music to Robin.
Yeah.
I think it was. Nice.
Yeah, we got your Bandcamp page up on the screen here.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm really stoked. Our last few shows were we played at 420 Festival,
mm-hmm.
It was a big show for us. We also played at the Princeton Pub recently, and my one bandmate's out of town. He went to Edmonton to visit his family, but our next show is July 23rd at Joe's apartment.
Oh yeah,
I'm really stoked for that.
Yeah, that's a cool venue.
Yeah, it is a cool venue.
Yeah.
Big chandelier.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
And so, but that's not, for Red Jam, what are you going to be doing?
For Red Jam Slam, I'm going to ask you to play my songs on the radio, because misfortune happened for me. My guitar broke the other day,
no.
And it's in the shop right now, but I figured for the Red Jam Slam, I could get you guys to play my album on the radio.
I'm sure someone could lend you a guitar. Come on, man. You got to get up there and play.
Yeah. I know, I do too.
All right. Well, we'll play something from the Bandcamp.
Yeah, do you want to play my song called Crows?
We'll do that. Yeah.
Can I tell you a little bit about the song?
Yes, please do.
Yeah, so I wrote this song for basically the crazy government in power and said, you know, we're not going to let them take over our country because I'm First Nations and I'm Carrier and this is my native land and it's very important to me. And I want to give a shout out to my mom. Her name is Cheryl Bear. She's influenced all my music, and she's a great native leader and an amazing song artist and songwriter.
Mm-hmm.
She's the one who inspired most of my music. And you can play the song Crows. I play drums and sing on this song.
Yeah. Are you from Vancouver?
I'm from Vancouver originally, but my native reserve is up north. I'm from Notlewatin.
Oh, wow. Oh, cool. Yeah. Well, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Yeah, thank you, Dave.
Yeah, have a great time. Have a great time at Joe's apartment.
Yeah, thank you, Dave.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thanks everybody look up The Rising Heat.
Here they come.
All right. See you later, Dave.
There they are. Bye-bye.
Oh, is it a rule to dress all in black as you spread your wings right behind my back?
All right, keep your ears peeled for more Red Slam Jam happening on this radio station and across the country all next week. Let's get rid of that and that. There we go. So that's it. We just got time to do a couple of quick audition calls. I wanted to get these things out because these are kind of important. Theater in the Raw is getting ready for their next season. They're doing general auditions next week. They're doing 12 Angry Jurors, which of course is 12 Angry Men, but they've opened it up to male and female actors of all ethnicities and ages. And they're also doing a series of 5 one-act plays. Details on that at theaterintheraw.ca. And Fighting Chance Production is getting ready for their 2015-16 season. They've got 5 shows that they're going to be putting on, including Cats and American Idiot. And they, you can get more about that, fightingchanceproductions.ca. And then Geekenders is doing their big Halloween night at Wayne Manor at Highcroft, and they're auditioning for that on Tuesday at Bohemia Gallery, 2243 Main Street. So there's your amended or abbreviated audition call list. And that's our show. Thanks for spending the lunch hour with us. Remember, if you have any events or you want to keep up to date with local independent performing arts, like us on Facebook. I still have 2 tickets to give away to Glengarry Glen Ross. You don't even have to answer the skill testing question. Send me a note at DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com. And a final fond farewell to Sir Christopher Lee, one of the great cinema actors of our time. He passed away this week at the age of 93. He's probably best known today as Saruman from Lord of the Rings, but I remember him as Dracula in the Hammer horror films from England in the 50s and 60s. He was also the Bond villain who probably should have been Bond himself. See Man with the Golden Gun. And also look for the Fu Manchu movies from the 60s. Yeah, it was Yellowface, but he was a great villain. And what a voice. Eleanor and Erica are up next with Femme Concept. And don't forget Napkin Boy at 3:30 with Nard, Where the Human Serviette Presents. Stave Radio returns next Friday at this same time. Bye-bye.
As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
North by Northeast, Toronto's festival destination for emerging musicians and major label headliners.
Where else can you see and discover over hundreds of bands?
NXNE, featuring Action Bronson, The New Pornographers, Best Coast, and many more.
June 17th through the 21st, one of the most anticipated events of the summer takes over Toronto.
This is one event you won't want to skip.
Distant and small in the long view.